Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The American Farm Bureau is calling on the USDA to take steps to make sure American farmers continue to have access to crucial fertilizer supplies. AFBF submitted comments to USDA's request for information on access to fertilizer, saying many factors are combining to create shortages and drive up fertilizer costs. AFBF wants the EPA to reform its review processes that create barriers to domestic fertilizer production. While the western U.S. sees water getting scarcer every day, extremely dry conditions are getting worse in central and eastern states. The Drought Monitor says a flash drought has developed in parts of the south and northeast, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. CNN says a flash drought is caused by a combination of unusually high temperatures, sunshine, and wind. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says flash drought can cause extensive damage to agriculture, economies, and ecosystems. The National Milk Producers Federation supports bipartisan House legislation that will encourage additional infant formula supply imports to temporarily ease short-term shortfalls. However, the organization says boosting longer-term domestic production to ensure safe and secure infant supplies in the future is necessary. The Formula Act in the House would waive U.S. tariffs on infant formula imports through the end of this year to ensure the domestic market has the needed supplies. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.